Hi, this is Joanna Schrader reporting live for AgWired. I'm here with Tracy Lindo, who is the Senior Marketing Manager for Optimum GATT with Pioneer Hybrid. Tracy, I heard that you just released the Optimum Brands Innovations. Am I correct? Can you tell me a little bit about what that is?
Yes, you're correct. We did release just last week Optimum Brand Innovations. This is our umbrella brand for our high-quality input traits that Pioneer is hoping to bring to the marketplace over the next few years. So we'll be starting with Optimum GATT, our herbicide tolerance trait, and hopefully then Optimum Acre Max, which is our insect protection system that will be coming, all pending regulatory approvals there in the next few years.
So can you tell me a little bit about what kind of advantages this new herbicide will have, is particularly the Optimum GATT?
With Optimum GATT, what GATT stands for is glyphosate ALS tolerance, that GAT. And for growers, glyphosate they're very familiar with, they've been using it for many years. They can continue to use GATT that way. However, it's the A that makes it different. It's ALS. And what that does for growers is provides them new herbicide choices and flexibility.
Great. So how does this affect then the return on the investment? Will they see hopefully a higher bushel per acre with this technology?
Well, with the Optimum GATT trait, what we're wanting to do is make sure that we are providing growers with maximum yields, maximizing their yields, providing the right product for the right acre so that we are giving them products that really fit in their situation. In addition to that, with this product, they'll be using these new herbicides that will provide them cleaner fields through harvest. So as they're controlling those weeds earlier, protecting the plants through the year, that also helps the yield.
So is this herbicide applicable to all farmers across the country, or does it perform better in certain regions?
Well, the Optimum GATT trait will be offered in corn and soybeans across the U.S., and also we're hoping to get a registration in Canada also. So if regulatory approvals go as planned, we're expecting to have corn in 2010 in the U.S. and Optimum GATT soybeans in 2011.
Great. So if farmers want more information about this new herbicide, where can they go?
They can go and ask their Pioneer sales rep about the Optimum GATT trait. And also, DuPont Crop Protection is bringing 5 new herbicides that will be available to be utilized on this trait also. This summer, we'll be having demonstrations across the country that they can see the trait and the herbicides, or they can talk to their rep and learn more about this process we're going through, waiting for our approvals.
Great. So, Tracy, is there anything else you want the growers to know about this new herbicide?
Just want to be sure that growers ask their Pioneer rep about the Optimum GATT trait and find out how it's going to maximize their yield and give them those noticeably cleaner fields that they're looking for.
Great. Thanks, Tracy, for spending some time with me. And this is Joanna reporting from Commodity Classic.